You can say just what you like, but you still did it. You backtrack and change your act at 100 lies a minute.
See, what we're going to do is give you a little bit of a tease of Rebecca and join her again very, very soon, because on the line, down in sunny London, is my old mate Tony Mortimer. Hiya, Tony.
How are you? It's very sunny down here. I'm in my thong and flip-flops.
Nothing compared to the picture that was on your Twitter account.
No, there's a load of your listeners with bad pictures in their minds now. Sorry about that.
What the hell's all that about?
Well, the one of me getting in the shower.
Yeah.
It's not me getting in the shower, but I did see it and I laughed. Oh, I laughed. I thought I've got to share that with the people.
Yeah. Well, listen, Toby, before we go any further, you've got the Mortimerettes, or the Tony Mortimer clan.
Many of people, yeah. Jasmine and Amy.
Where are they?
Where are they? Jasmine's in Germany and Amy's in Australia. I spread far and wide my humour.
You do, don't you, mate?
My songs, they're like, it's like a virus.
Yeah, I mean, that picture spreads you miles and miles, Tony.
I know. It's a bit of a dodgy one, but I do like putting the funny ones up now and then.
Oh, I tell you what, you've got a wicked sense of humour, lad.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. I mean, I have you on my telly at least 5 times every night. With the Dorito advert.
Famous crisp packet. I know. I love that as well, because they asked me if they could, you know, cover it and make some changes. And usually I'm like, no, you can't do that. But they made so many changes, it was so funny, that I said, yeah, go and do it. And then they said, will you be in the advert? And I went, yeah, I love Doritos. And they had loads of Doritos in my little dressing room thing.
Well, listen, Tony.
Yeah. we digress, don't we?
Yeah, we do digress, pal. We're in the month of June.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying goodbye to you. You're going out of my studio door, and yeah. And you're on the way to the airport to go across to India to join your pal Julian Lennon.
Where did I go? India.
Yeah. That's what you said to me. Unless you were just doing it in your famous Millwall accent.
That would have been my humour again.
Yeah, right, okay.
So it catches me out.
So yeah.
Yeah, I did go and hook up with Jules, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, now we're in the back end of December.
Yeah.
You're back in your hometown virtually.
I am.
What have you done since we closed the door on you, Toe?
Oh, since you closed the door, since you kicked me out.
Yeah.
I went off. I've been to Germany a few times, Belgium, France, kind of just travelling and doing the music thing.
Right.
What else have I been doing? That's pretty much it, really. I'm still trying to buy a house.
Oh, yeah?
2 years. I'm still doing that. The garden's coming on lovely.
Yeah. Have you retuned your guitar?
I've retuned the guitar, but I haven't retuned the guitar, really.
No.
Yeah, the guitar was tuned. Yeah, Paul was a bit off that day. I won't lie, and the listeners obviously heard it as well. I thought, what's that noise? There was him singing.
It was like Les Dawson singing on the piano.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm just going to do some backing vocals. No, don't, Paul, please. Thanks. And then we go live.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, any note you like. Any note you like, Les.
But I tell you what, though, Tony, you must be really, really pleased the way the album's been received worldwide.
Yeah, it is nice. It was very, you know, it was a big gamble of what I was going to do, because, you know, as you get older, you don't know because you're not there yet, but as you get older...
Checks in the post, though, it's all right.
You get older, you got to think, well, can I do that dance music, because that's what people want? And you think, oh, do you know what, I couldn't do that. I'd hurt me back. I'd put me back out just trying to sing it. So I've kind of done a bit more sort of middle-of-the-road stuff, and it's gone down really well, and the radios have accepted it, which is, you know, the first step back to the public, really.
Yeah.
It really is. So, I'm made up. I'm blessed to be doing it again, and it opens all sorts of doors and options for me.
Oh, and I mean, we still play on here, and, you know, we've had Stay Another Day, which was our single of the week, and it's blasting on the A-list, and... I'm playing the version here with the orchestra.
Yeah, that's my favourite one.
Oh, good on
that's
you, pal.
That's my favourite one. And I said to the record company, I said, let's just do it with guitars and do it really, you know. He knows I wanted to use an orchestra, but I wanted to do it with guitars as well. But I prefer the one with the orchestra.
Yes, yeah. What was the kick behind that, Toe?
What do you mean?
You know, well, the idea with the orchestra and then doing the just the acoustic one.
We wanted to see how it goes. I wanted to update it and do it in today's, kind of today's mood. I'm not taking away, obviously, from what it was, and the song itself, the original, is the classic one, but this is just a different one because me and the record company and the management, we've been toying with the ideas of redoing the E17 songs, or my one, in this kind of style and just doing them a bit more different, a bit more live, and maybe doing an album like that, really.
Yeah, tell you what, Tony, that would work, wouldn't it?
I think so, yeah. It'd be nice to hear some of the songs acoustically,
yes,
you know, just broken down into the song.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of artists now, Tony, and there's no reason why you shouldn't do exactly what they're doing. They're reliving the albums from yesterday year. Like we had ABC up here doing the Lexicon of Love, and we had Haircut 100.
Legend. Yeah. Oh, Haircut 100.
Yeah, we had them doing Pelican Brief, you know, and I noticed that Yes are back on tour next year, and they're doing the first three albums.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, see, people are just going backwards, aren't they? We haven't moved forward. We've stopped, and we've started to go backwards.
Yeah, but, I mean, you doing your East 17 bits acoustically.
Two tickets we've sold. We are on our way.
Because I don't know about you, Tony. I mean, when I play the orchestra stay another day, it there's so much more to it compared. And I'm not knocking the 1994 number one by all means, because it was a great song and it's still there, you know. But there's more of a soul feel to it.
Yeah, I think when you record analog, it's just a different animal. It's a lot deeper, a lot wider. It's just got so much more scope and things like overtones that you can't get when you kind of record digitally.
Yeah.
And I think that's in there. And it's just the hidden things like that gives it so much depth and scope. But no, I'm not taking away from the other one. This is just a different version. And then in 20 years' time, I might do it differently again. But I'm quite happy with this one. But you're right, it is. It's just so much deeper and warmer and,
yes,
you know, wider.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, is that the feeling all over the place with your fans, Tony?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I've been dodging the tomatoes. I'm good at that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They like it. I've had a lot of compliments, and I was very nervous about putting it out. And a few people have said it's better than the original, which isn't, you know, what I want to do. But it's such a compliment because that was a classic.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's on our Christmas Day special, the one that I'm going to be doing, Strange Christmas Number Ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Really, what have you got in there?
Oh, I've got... what haven't I got?
Don't You Want Me by Human League? You know,
yes, yeah, 1981.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got Hello Goodbye, the Beatles.
Oh, right, yes.
And I've got Dave Edmunds, I Hear You Knocking.
Yeah, there's a couple of strange ones about the come in.
Yeah, it's all right.
About the 70s.
Yeah, we're not having two little boys though.
You know, it's never good to have two little boys.
No, I'm going to have the scaffold though.
Now, do you know what? The two little boys though is one of my favourite Christmas songs.
Yeah.
That was just such a shame that it's been, you know, ruined. Yeah. But oh, I loved it. I did love the story behind it. It used to really well me up.
I know. I mean, but you know your story, Tony, would Stay Another Day. People don't understand what it's about.
A lot of people don't. No, they don't. But I don't. It's not. It's just one of them stories that you don't go, yes, well, this is what it's about. But it is. It's about my brother's suicide. That was the inspiration behind it. And that's who I wrote it to. Yeah. And it was about missing someone and, you know, that if you could get them to stay another day, that is what it's all about. But I've done it in a way that it can also be taken as a love song.
Yes.
But all the lines are actually quite grim and dark. I think the strangest line for me is, I touch your face while you are sleeping. hold your hand and understand what's going on. Obviously, people think about being in bed, but it's not. It's actually him on the mortuary, and that's what the dark side of the story comes from.
Yeah. Well, look, I've got it written down here, Tony, that you've been to the local cost cutter and the spa, and according to me, you're all sorted for Christmas. Is that right?
I'm all sorted for Christmas. I've got my vouchers. Yeah. I've bought my presents for everyone.
Have you got your silly Christmas jumper?
No, what we do is we buy each other Christmas jumpers for Christmas Day. And they usually, like, they really don't fit and they're itchy. So we wear them around the dinner table. Wouldn't be Christmas without it.
No. So is it home at Christmas, Toe?
It is, yeah. This Christmas I'm just going to have a quiet one at home because I'm in the process. Well, I won't bore you of buying a house, but I'm in an actually rented house at the moment.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have a quiet one with a little bit of a turkey, well, chicken lamb, you know, the usual. What about yourself?
Yeah, just the same. I mean, I was going to come down to London next week to see if I could see you busking outside of Euston, but if you're having a quiet one, mate, you won't be there, will you?
I'm going to have a quiet one. Yeah, I done Euston last week, but I got arrested. I got arrested for flashing, but they let me off on lack of evidence. It was a cold day.
Yeah. Oh, dear me. Okay, well, look, I know you're really busy because you've got a host of other things to do today. So Christmas is over and done with. We get the new year. What's in line for you then, starting next year then, Tony?
I've got to start writing another album.
Oh, get away. That'll take you 5 years.
I know, I always find that funny when people ask me to write an album. There's a rumour out there I'm a songwriter and it takes me forever, but yeah, and so January, February will be penning some songs, some material.
Is that with Julian again?
I'd love to do some with Julian. He's such a busy man and he's always around the world, but yeah, definitely going to write one with Jules on there and a few other people, yeah, definitely.
Okay, are you up our neck of the woods anytime?
Yeah, I'm always trying to get around the country. I love touring because I love just meeting people. So I'm trying to get up there again ASAP.
Yeah, because what I would like to do, Tony, I'd like to put Tony Mortimer in concert acoustic.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Well, I'll come up and do that for you, do a couple of songs or whatever, do a half hour set.
Yeah.
Some stuff that'd be easy peasy lemon squeezy, and I'll tune the guitarist.
No, but we'll sort that, Tony.
What, the guitarist or the concert?
We'll sort the concert and then we'll sort the guitarist.
Brilliant. No, I'd love to, mate. Yeah, definitely. We spoke about it going around and doing a little acoustic tour.
Yes.
That'd be great.
All right, then, my old pal. Well, look, have a brilliant Christmas, a great new year.
Thank you.
And thanks for locking horns again, because when you came in June, it was a fantastic meeting. We had a great laugh, and I appreciate your time today, mate.
No worries. Cheers, buddy. You have a good Christmas, too.
Yeah. All right, Tony. Take care. Be in touch.
Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Well, the wonderful Tony Mortimer, yeah. Check out his Twitter. Check out his Facebook. You'll get some great, great images and a great guy to boot as well.